I think that, you know, parent communication and engagement is essential to the success of our students. It's essential to the success of our schools and our district. In my experience, the input is always welcome. You know, there's many, many modes and many opportunities for questions and feedback. It's not like it's difficult to reach anybody. You know, the teachers and administrators, you know, welcome this with open arms, but not as many people take advantage of it. I've also discovered, or I've found that a lot of people that have input on this are not directly attached to our district. So, like, they might be people that have adult children, or not have children at all, and that are hearing news about things that are going on nationally. And so think that those things are going on in our community when they may not be. The other thing is our schools all have an open door policy. If you look at the district policies, a parent or guardian can go into their child's school at any time and observe. If you want to talk to the teacher, you need to make an appointment. But I could go to my son's school right now and say, hey, I just want to see what they're doing today. And that's fine. And that happens, you know, is acceptable at any grade level in any building. You know, the district has specific steps for resolution if a parent or guardian has a concern. If they think something is inappropriate, if they think a topic area or a book, I know books have been a hot topic, there's ways to find resolutions for that. I feel that the most important thing is it's all individual. It's the parent's job to ensure what they want for their student. And if it's to the point where they're finding too many things that they don't care for in our public school, there are other options for education, because one individual parent shouldn't be able to dictate what's appropriate or meaningful for everyone else.